When the Twin Towers came down, New York's American Red Cross, including Western New York's chapter, was among the first to respond.
If you think back to that tragic day 15 years ago, the airports were closed. So when that need was there, we were almost as close as anybody. And so as soon as people started seeing what was happening, our volunteers started gearing up and driving down there.
Jay Bonafide of Western New York's Red Cross says that day began a bond with survivor families that still continues today.
The Red Cross has worked with a support group, the Western New York Families of September 11th, ever since that day. They have set up their annual flag display outside our Clement Mansion headquarters at 786 Delaware. There's an individual flag representing each of the lives lost, approximately 3,000 of them, out in our front yard. It's just a really moving tribute.
Bonafide says the flags also are a great teaching tool for children who may not have been alive or old enough on 9/11. The Red Cross also will be holding a blood drive today from noon to 6 p.m. in honor of the anniversary. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.